The ongoing Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip is hurting farmers in Israel. Since Hamas took over Gaza almost a year ago, Israel has frequently shut down the border crossings in response to Palestinian rocket or bombing attacks. That has meant that Israeli food exports to Gaza have been sharply reduced, and that's costing Israeli farmers hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, some leading Israeli politicians are calling for a complete and permanent break with Gaza. Israeli farmers say that would be a disaster. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
If you buy a pound of bananas in Gaza, there's a good chance they came from Israel.
Right now we are in the center of the biggest packing house for bananas in Israel. It's called Tzemach Banana. Around the Sea of Galilee, it's about 60 to 65% of the whole banana production in Israel.
Avshalom Herzog grows bananas, mangoes, and avocados in a farming community called Almagor. About a third of his bananas are shipped to Gaza, about 100 miles south. Ilan Eshel, the chairman of the Israeli Fruit Growers Association, says Israeli farmers work with about 20 Palestinian wholesalers, and they have warm relationships that have developed over decades.
Almost all of them want peace, want the relation will be okay. That's economic interest of both sides.
Gaza and the West Bank represent a huge market for Israel. In 2006, the Palestinian territories imported more than $2 billion worth of Israeli products. Until 2006, buyers in Gaza purchased between 60 and 80 tons of Israeli fruit each year. But since the Hamas takeover of Gaza last year, that figure is down to about 40 tons, mostly because the crossings between Israel and Gaza are frequently closed. Israel says that's in response to Palestinian rocket and mortar attacks. Some Israeli politicians are calling on the government to permanently sever ties with Gaza, to completely seal the borders, to cut off electricity and fuel supplies, and to stop all exports to Gaza. Farmers like Eshel and Herzog say that would mean bankruptcy for hundreds of Israeli farmers. Agriculture Minister Shalom Simchon says cutting all ties with Gaza is not realistic.
I don't think this is possible, and not only because of the humanitarian issue. I don't think Gaza has an alternative to Israeli exports. They have no other way of getting food, not by air or sea or from Egypt. So I expect the situation to continue as it is.
And then you put the base of the banana in, you know?
At Avshalom Herzog's farm overlooking the Sea of Galilee, workers from Thailand are packing bananas and avocados that he hopes will be shipped to Gaza tomorrow. He says exporting to Gaza is good business. And yet, like everything else in the Middle East, he adds, it's about politics as well.
I believe that the only way to get into some kind of normality, it's only by economical meanings. There is no other way. I'm not in love with anybody. I do it only because my vision is that this is the only way to do peace in this area.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Moshav Almagor in the Galilee.